This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay. Jen's off for a couple of days. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And I was thinking about this is sort of the first flush for informational purposes. People get listening to us. If you're starting your day with us, that's great. Let's talk about starts. When you go to kindergarten, or maybe the first grade, or even the preschoolers now, they have lots of questions. I can remember the whys and the wherefores. As a matter of fact, that was one of the things that endeared me to teachers when I was younger. I kept asking why and where, all the questions. I remember the deep questions from, and I can hear it from Miles, actually. Miles is very inquisitive. My grandson says, what's a dream? Why do we have toes? Why is the moon round? What's the birthday of the world? Why is the grass green?
What's the birthday of the world?
Those are deep thoughts.
Yeah. And then when you get to, hopefully when he's in the 12th grade or he's going off to college or whatever, there is still the enthusiasm that youngsters have for life. What is there, I guess maybe in the middle, that what happens to our curiosity? What happens between kindergarten and the 12th grade? There seems to be something somewhere along the line deadens a lot of people's curiosity. Is it just life? Is that what happens when you're getting exposed, or maybe your brain wakes up to reality? Do you remember going through that, either of you, Jay, or Victoria?
Yeah, you started getting answers you didn't want answers to, and you're like, I'm just going to stop asking questions.
That's pretty pithy. I hadn't thought about it that way. People have been asking a little bit, Jay and Victoria both, especially Victoria, you know how she is. What's wrong with you today?
You don't sound like yourself. I would say, to answer your last question, I would say, I don't think I've ever stopped being curious about a lot of things. So I don't remember ever having a moment where I didn't want to ask questions or wasn't curious to find out how something worked I don't know. I don't think I've ever lost that.
And that's why
haven't either.
Not at all. I'm a very curious sort. I ask a lot of questions. I make a lot of people uncomfortable. I have a group of people that I'm working with in town to get a new mayor elected. And we get into some of the things that are sticky. And I'm never one who's shy. When I was on the board of trustees of my alma mater for 12 years, I was there to throw the hand grenades. That's why I was invited to join, because nobody else had the starch to ask the questions that I would ask. That usually there were no answers to. But then we pound our fist on the table and say, okay, we need to fix this. And that's what happens so often. I was thinking about all those questions and what comes of asking questions. Often solutions come out of asking questions. So to go back to the COVID conversation that we've had over and over again, why don't people get the shots? Why do they not want to get the shots? At least if you have a few answers for those questions, whether they make sense to everybody, they make sense to some people. But then after you've answered the question, you still have a problem. So how do you, the question then becomes, what's the solution to the problem? How do we get herd immunity? How do we get people back into school? How do we get people to feel like they're a part of society? How do we fix all of these things that over the years have eroded at the quality of the experience of life, not only here in our country, but elsewhere? The quality of life experiences youngsters being curious. I remember when I took Miles out when he was probably 3 years old, we were at breakfast somewhere, and I took him out for a walk. Maybe he was even two. And we were curious about he was looking at the pile of sand. And I said, well, go feel it. Get your fingers into the sand. And there was dirt and grease in the sand. And then we walked by a car that had spokes in the wheel. And he wanted to feel what was inside the spokes. So I put his hand in there. He was curious. He put his hands in to feel. And they got all dirty and greasy. So I went back to the restaurant. His father was horrified that I had allowed him to get grease and dirt on his hands. And I said to him, you know, in a way that wouldn't upset my daughter, this is how you protect your children, by exposing them to all kinds of things that will build up, in this case, their physical immunity. And that's why a lot of people have become sicker with the virus or, you know, other things that are around, because we don't have that immunity. We talk about herd immunity, which is important for the COVID situation. But in general, people are sicker now because of the food we eat, because of the fact you don't expose yourself to the kinds of things that little by little will build up that immunity in you.
Well, people, and everybody goes overboard with this antibacterial
gel.
Oh,
my God. Awful.
And the soap. Yeah. It's like, just use regular soap and water. And then we get super bugs, and then we've got so many antibiotics that now, you know, there aren't even, then we get the super bugs, and then there aren't even antibiotics that can kill the bugs. It's crazy. Everybody's, like, everybody's living in a bubble, in this sanitation bubble. And it's horrible.
Not healthy.
It's not
healthy. So now the next step here is to believe all of the advertisements. You see, the ruination of our society is to think that you can take a pill and it'll fix everything. And if you watch television or even listen to the radio, now we hear all of these spots for all these drugs. And you think, okay, well, I'll take this for this.
There are no commercials on TV. It's just one drug ad after another.
Yeah,
that's it.
Right. That's all there is. Drugs. So we have I'll talk for myself, an allergy situation here that's gotten worse for me year after year. Those of you who have been listening to me for a long time know that each spring, especially this time of year, it becomes almost, my voice cracks. I get all kinds of stuff that get into the way of me being able to do this program well. So there have been things around that are over-the-counter medications that I've taken off and on. I think, what is it, Coracidin is one thing, or whatever, it's not Coracidin. What's the thing that begins with a C that's an anti-allergy thing? Claritin, that's right, Claritin, thank you. So
have
I tried,
you tried
that.
Zyrtec? Because that's what I take, and that helps
well,
me.
I don't know that I have, frankly, Victoria, but the stuff that I've taken hasn't agreed with me. So last night before I went to bed, I took a Benadryl. And the ladies have been talking about, I don't feel like I'm myself today. I don't feel like I'm on it like I usually am. And it's because I'm still hungover from having whatever there is in Benadryl. But I was convinced that I needed to do something to dry me up. So I am. I'm dry. I don't have any of the same stuff in my system that I've had for the last month or more, all of the little things, that the fur balls that get stuck in your throat when you're doing a live commercial, stuff like that. I don't have that at all today. But I sound like I'm from the planet Zog.
It's so funny, because, you know, I always tease you that you and my mom, Fancy Nancy, are very similar.
Yeah.
My mom, if she takes even one Benadryl, which the dose is actually two Benadryl, Benadryl, she is like, it's like she's on crack. And it's so hilarious, because you took a Benadryl like 12 hours ago and you are still loopy from it. And they're only supposed to last 4 hours.
Not liking it at all. Okay, so let's go back to the COVID vaccination thing for a minute, because I think it's important for people to understand where we're going with a lot of these pieces of the pie. The medical records that we have, I know I got my vaccine through the doctor, through the portal where I get my standard processing for an annual physical, that sort of thing. So I know it'll appear on my record there. But a lot of people are just getting these and it doesn't show up on your medical record. So how do you do that if it's important? And it is important for it to be in your medical record if you have a doctor. So how do you do that, Victoria?
So a lot of experts are now saying, health experts are saying that if you got your vaccination from a mega site, which I did, or from a CVS or Walgreens, which a lot of people did, there's no way for them to actually import that into your medical records. So what you have to do is you have to keep that vaccination card. Very important. Don't do anything with it. Definitely keep it. And then you can either email, fax, or you can drop by your doctor's office, and they'll scan that into your records. If you don't have a primary care physician, now's probably a good time to get one and just set up your account and make sure that the vaccine card is there on your record. Now, if you're a veteran, this is something that I think is worth mentioning. You can upload a copy of your vaccination card to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the healthcare team, through the portal. So make sure you do that. If you are not comfortable using the portal, you can also call, email, or fax a copy of your vaccine card to your veterans care team. And that's really important because the VA is they definitely want to keep track of which veterans, you know, have gotten the vaccine and who hasn't. And so you want to make sure all of your medical records are up to date. The other part of that is that we're not really sure yet. You mentioned travel earlier, Doug. We're not really sure yet in what form will you have to present your medical records if you're going to fly to Europe, let's say, because Europe has definitely said that you will not be able to enter the EU without proving that you've been vaccinated. We're not sure, does that mean you have to laminate your card and carry that, or do you have to show an app on your phone? Do you have to have a letter from your doctor? We're not really sure what that proof of vaccination, what that's going to look like. So you want to make sure that your doctor has all of your records up to date.
All right. So records are important. This is how, by the way, the CVS's of the world, the Walgreens of the world, whatever the other big chains are, they get you hooked. Or it's kind of like the airlines. They always give you points for going. There's all kinds of enhancements. Come here and we'll do this for you. Come there, we'll go there, we'll do that for you. It's, we've become so dependent on, and this is that these people know how to get there. You know, look at me in the example that I have with American Airlines. I can't stand them. But yet all my business goes to them because over the years they've hooked me into the various systems, and that's what they understand, psychology. That's one of the things about big business. They understand not only how to make a product, how to sell a product, but the psychology of getting you to buy their product, of getting into your head and thinking you need to do it this way so that their sales surge. That's how it works, understanding your psychology, what it is that gets you going or what it is that gets you to act. Very interesting as we watch, you know, how people deal with various issues. 18 after the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
Yeah. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour on today's DJV program. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer out for a couple of days. Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner with what is trending. I see that guy Morgan Wallen is back in the forefront because of what did he – remember those of you who – pretty much – I would hope most everybody remembered the fact that he got sort of dissed because of a racial slur in a bar. Wasn't that – wasn't he in a bar?
No, it was out on the street in front of his home. A neighbor's camera caught it.
Okay. Close, but no cigar. All right. So now what's the another ripple effect of that event, Jay?
Now, the Billboard Music Awards are coming up, and unlike most award shows, these are not chosen by a committee or membership organization. It's how, you know, the Billboard charts performance, key fan interaction, album sales, digital sales, streaming, radio airplay, social media engagement, all of that stuff. Morgan Wallen is a contender. He, you know, is eligible. Like, he's nominated. He received 6 nominations this year. However, the Billboard Music Awards have released a statement saying because his recent conduct does not align with their core values, he will not be included in the show in any capacity. He will not be performing. He will not be presenting. And if he wins, he will not be accepting. However, they did also mention that this is just for this award show. They will reevaluate come the next season's award show if they'll include him. Seeing how he grows.
Cancel culture.
I think this is more of accountability. They're not canceling him. They're not saying that he can never be a part of the Billboard Music Awards. They're just saying this year it's a no-go, but we'll see. We'll reevaluate next year.
But what does this do? Just let me play devil's advocate for a minute. What does this do to people's feelings if, in fact, he really feels this way and he can't express it verbally? Then how do these feelings come out? Because you know as well as I do, humans are, we get something into our mind or we get something into our experience, like our DNA. It doesn't, you just don't tell somebody that that's bad, you shouldn't say that, and they stop feeling that way. It just, that isn't the way it works. So all of these things, certainly there are examples made out of people who are saying things that are unpopular, unfriendly, unlikable. But that's the way this guy is. So do we say to him, you cannot express yourself? Or if you express yourself, you will pay the following penalty. Is that what we're saying to people? So, like, you know, basically understanding.
This isn't about self-expression for him, though. He's just tossing around the N-word, and he shouldn't use the N-word. And he admitted that he shouldn't use the N-word. This is not as deep as what you're as where you're going with it.
Well, I always go deep.
He was drunk, and he obviously uses the N-word casually in everyday life. And when he was drunk, he was yelling out about his friend calling him the N-word. And he got busted. And, you know, I mean, it's like Jay said, this is just accountability. You know, he admitted that he has a lot of work
to do.
But
some people
himself.
Are still confused over using the N-word because they hear black people use it all the time. So if they can
no
use it, why
can't I? No
white
person should ever be confused about using the N-word because no white person should
use
the
N-word. I'm not sure that
N-word.
That's true. I don't know that people understand that. I don't know that people.
I think everybody
really
understands
that
they make a choice.
I don't think
to
that's true at all. In your circle, maybe, but not in general. In the world. There are people who don't understand the significance of what the sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me, that they don't understand how using those, and it isn't just that, there are things that are used to apply to Jewish people or to Muslims. There are all kinds of things that we find socially unacceptable. Many people, if not most people, find them socially unacceptable, but there are still those who in a social circle may use that term or those terms. And it's confusing to people as to what the boundaries are because, once again, we don't really have somebody teaching us why it is that this is not acceptable or what's bad about it. What does it mean when you apply that term to somebody? Why is it? It's just don't do it. It's not why. And to go back to what I said at the beginning of the hour, there are lots of questions that go unanswered. And that possibly is one of the most important ones to think about. So it is worth thinking about, I think. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, adapting to a man's world. You know, it's important to take your dog's needs into consideration at all times. While you can reach for a can of soda or a glass of water on a hot summer's day to quench your thirst, your dog comrade cannot. Instead, it's up to you to anticipate your dog's needs. If you're taking him on an outing on a warm day and you're unsure as to whether water is available for him, be sure to bring your own from home, plus a bowl for him to drink out of. This is particularly a good idea if you and your pet are vacationing together. After all, water varies from area to area, and strange water might upset your pet's digestive system. It's really important. The other day I was watching someone running with their dog on the beach, and the dog's tongue was hanging out, and they were unaware that the dog's needs really needed some attention. So when you're out there on a hot day and you're thirsty, just assume your dog is thirsty. Take your foot, put it on the hot pavement. If it's too hot for you, bring your dog inside. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to give its approval to the Pfizer COVID vaccine for its use for teens as young as 12. That approval is expected to come as soon as next week. Pfizer said in March that its shot was found to be safe and effective in kids ages 12 to 15 after releasing data from a preliminary study. The company said that the young participants experienced side effects similar to those suffered by adults and that there were no recorded cases of COVID-19 in the study's more than 2,000 participants. Moderna is also expected to seek approval for its shot to be used on younger Americans. And following criticism from some fellow Democrats, President Biden said Monday that he will raise the cap on refugee admissions to 62,500 after initially indicating that he would leave the cap at levels set by former President Trump. Biden said in February that he wanted to raise the cap, but faced harsh criticism from Democratic lawmakers last month after indicating that he would leave the cap at 15,000. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Election audits for the 2020 U.S. election are moving forward despite continued attempts by Democrats to end the process. Arizona Secretary of State and Audit Director Ken Bennett tells One America News Network the audit is growing in numbers.
It's going well. Overnight, we went from 20 counting locations on the floor to 46.
Awesome.
The subcontractor that's in charge of the hand count is working hard through some temp service agencies here in the state to get the additional people that would be required for that. So, but hopefully in the next day or two, they'll be ready to fully staff that. And then if we go to 3 shifts, which I think they're talking about, we will almost triple our throughput. So.
Don't expect daily updates, as the details of the audit will be released at one time in the near future.
No, we won't be announcing any of that until the end of the audit. So right now we're just counting the ballots. And they are looking, you know, at paper evaluation to see if, you know, are there folds in the ballots that were returned by mail? Are the ovals filled in by a handwritten marking instrument as opposed to a Xerox machine that just marked a bunch of ballots? But all of the audit results and findings will be part of the final report. We're not going to do a little bit every day because we might find some good things one day and bad things the next.
It's all about election integrity. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program, a leader in the radio field, been around for a long time. I'm not talking about me, I'm just talking about the programs that I have led, the questions I've asked. Questions seem to be on our mind today's lady. Benadryl.
We got questions, all right.
If I took half of a Benadryl, it would have less impact on me?
Did you take one or two?
I took one.
One pill did this to you?
One pill. Yep.
Wow.
Mm.
Jeez. You really don't take anything, do you?
No, I don't. Never have. Nope. Can you imagine if I had ever done crack or stuff like that? But seriously.
No, because if one Benadryl makes you this loopy, then no, I can't imagine. Look, you're going to be growing marijuana on your farm. Maybe
yep.
Try some and
nope.
Just call us
probably.
And let us know nope. What it's like.
Probably not.
Take an edible, see what happens.
I might try that. That stuff I might try. Yeah, just to see how it shakes out.
But the problem with you, though, is make sure that you don't eat a cookie. Because we know, you know, with edibles, you can only take, like, one tiny little bite, but you have to eat a whole cookie. So you will be, you will really be in trouble. Make sure it's not, you know, don't eat any cookies or brownies with pot.
Right. Another question. No brownies. Ice cream, they have marijuana. We were thinking about distributing marijuana ice cream. So the same
I'm
as
very
having.
Intrigued by how that would work. That would have to be regulated with the dosing, right? Like per scoop or something, because that would be very hard to figure out how much you're getting.
Are there rules in baking brownies that have marijuana in it? Do you have?
Well, if you buy them from a dispensary,
wrong with it. Yeah.
Everything from a dispensary, whether it's a little caramel chew or a gummy bear or whatever, everything is labeled down to the minutia. Of how much, you know, THCs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But all ice right, cream well, would be tough, right?
Food for thought. Would be for me, anyway. Okay. The sale of Crocs. Here's something that I don't understand. I don't know why people love to wear Crocs. They are clogs. It's kind of like we were talking about the new slippers from MyPillow and how they feel. Are Crocs... They don't have a back to the shoe, right? It just kind of reminds me of the Dutch boy that wears wooden shoes. That's kind of what Crocs remind me of. So why do people like them?
They're uncomfortable.
Clogs,
Why?
Why do you like them?
I have a pair, but I never wear them in public. They're only just for when I'm standing, you know, in the kitchen for a long time cooking or whatever, because they give you a lot of support, and they're very good for your back and for your feet. A lot of chefs will wear, not Crocs necessarily, but similar foam and rubber clogs in restaurant kitchens because you're standing on your feet all day. That's actually kind of how they started. They started as gardening shoes because they're plastic and you can just rinse them off if you get them dirty. Same thing in a kitchen. They protect your feet if something spills, but then you can just literally hose them off. So I understand they have a lot of functions. It is very weird to me when I see people wearing them in public because that's just wrong. However,
so why the attention now? What's going on with them now that causes the value of their stock to go up wildly?
I know, right? So
is this an Ashton Kutcher pick?
No, I don't think so. but Crocs reported a 64% surge in sales in the first quarter of this year. That's $460 million. They raised their 2021 sales forecast. Now they say they expect revenue for the year to increase 40 to 50%. And originally, they just had 20 to 25% they thought would be an increase because of the pandemic. Everyone's wearing Crocs. Everyone's wearing pajamas. So people are in the house all day, and they're buying Crocs like crazy. So, I mean, to have the shares of the stock go up 16%, I mean, that's pretty nuts. But 64% sales surge in the first quarter of 2021 alone, that kind of tells me a lot of people are not expecting to have to go back to an office anytime soon. Right. Mm-hmm. If you're stocking up still on pandemic wear, which is an entire category of fashion.
Right.
To itself. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how the rest of this year plays out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Something that we were talking about earlier piqued my interest. The Uber app now allowing you to rent a car from them. The same as you would from Hertz or Avis or Enterprise or whomever. I was thinking of all of the attention that's been paid to Uber and Lyft in the last year. They started out as a very sort of convenient, casual way to get a ride and also for people to make extra money. Most people who were drivers had a part-time job or maybe they had a full-time job and they needed to add to their income, so they decided to put their car into service and pick up people to ride lifts. You know, it became, especially in New York, big cities, became a fabulous success. So now, as with anything that's successful, this is Doug Steffen speaking, anything that becomes successful, the government gets involved in it and starts to mess with it. And right now, applying common sense, I hope, to a circumstance, I know that President Biden said the official statement from the White House was that drivers for Lyft and Uber are employees. So that changes their entire business model. It changes it for the people who drive. it changes it for the relationship that Uber has with the drivers, and it also changes their tax status. So,
well,
thinking,
but I'm just saying it hasn't officially changed yet.
Well, but that's the suggestion. And oftentimes with suggestion is action. So, but maybe before they take action, they ought to think of it this way, Victoria. As we, these people especially, the new administration's all up on climate change and how the planet's being impacted by using fossil fuels. So, using Uber has saved a lot of people from having to buy a car and having to have other means of transportation, because Uber, when it started, was, at least for me, when I understood how to use the app, it was very convenient. Now it's become more complicated, yada, yada, we can talk about that. But this business about changing the way it works, which will lessen its value to the employees or to the people driving and to the company itself, is kind of nonsensical, because if you the same people who would say that we need to be driving less and Uber and Lyft provide that opportunity to keep people from having to buy a car, get around that way, and then you tell them that they have to change their employment status, so fewer people will be working and fewer people will, it become more expensive, so it's not as desirable. So on one hand, you say you want to save the planet. Here's a way to do it by using cars to keep people from having to buy cars, and yet we're making it difficult for people to use this. A good thing gets ruined by government interference. That's basically what I'm saying.
Well, but the problem, though, is that Uber, using Uber isn't really preventing people from owning their own cars.
Oh, it is in my world. I've seen a lot of people, especially in Los Angeles, people didn't buy cars. All the business folks, they jump in an Uber. Go in New York, same thing. So they don't. A lot of people.
Well, no one.
In New York,
but before Uber, no one in New York owned a car anyway. That you just take a taxi everywhere. But but by and large, though, Uber has not prevented people from buying a car.
I disagree. I think it has. But anyway, go ahead.
I'll look up some stats on that, because I've read a lot about this. What you're talking about, though, is the employment status.
Mm-hmm.
We are literally the only major country in the world now who has not had legislation to define those gig workers as employees. Every other country has already, Uber has lost in court, and so has Lyft, that those people are employees, they're entitled to benefits, they're entitled to workers' protection.
They went to work
that.
Understanding what the rules were. So what changed? Why did it change? The rules, when you went to work for Uber, I had a friend down the street who found he was out of work, and he had a nice pickup truck, and so he used it as a Lyft service guy for 6-7 months, and it got him through the hoop. He was happy. Every time he got a ride, he got a payment in his however they paid. They automatically put it in your account, and he loved it. And then they screwed around with it, and they spoiled it for him. So I think the carte blanche, it's better for everybody, explanation doesn't work. Whether they should be considered.
So you're saying your friend, who obviously isn't a full-time Uber driver, but a lot of people are, they'll drive 60 hours a week or whatever.
But that's their choice, Victoria. Nobody says they have to do
it. Right, I get it. But what I'm saying is, so your friend wouldn't want protections if that was his full-time job?
What does it mean?
I don't know anyone who would say that.
The guy's self-employed. So what protections is he offered? Does he offer himself as a self-employed person? I don't have any protections other than what I can manage on my own.
Well, insurance has been a big issue. Insurance has been a very large issue.
But see, we are criticized often as the country that ties insurance and things like that to employment, when in fact many people say, folks that probably are in your circle, it would be better if the government handled that. The government, if there was some kind of universal health care policies that protected everybody, not just people who work, because that really is discriminatory.
Absolutely.
If I have a job that gives me insurance, that's swell.
I can be healthier. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah.
People don't look at it that way. They just want to, just see Bernie Sanders and they say, oh, the government's going to control everything, socialism, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
people are so just ill-informed.
But they say that about universal college being paid, you know, that kind of stuff. At what point does it stop? We all are paying. I'm.
I don't know.
You
and I
me.
Both have lived in England, and it was. It's. England isn't a socialist country. Ireland, where my family is, it's not a socialist country. They don't have to think about having health care because it's granted to every single citizen. I think that's pretty amazing.
Even
to not have
my
to
daughter,
worry
who
about
is not
it.
A citizen, my
yeah.
daughter was a college
right.
student getting
when
a
When I was
detail,
a college kid there, too, I had
She
it.
Had
yeah.
coverage. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah,
okay.
But you wouldn't but then costs. Go and say that it's gone too far and that they're a socialist country.
Well,
they're not.
There are things that we here have come to expect would be part of what we are provided, and those are other things that we have not been because we don't want to
it's
pay
just
for.
It's a lot of fear-mongering, and that gets very annoying to me.
Well, that is that is the way, unfortunately. A lot of people are focused way too much on fear. I agree. Fear-based thinking has... That's why we are where we are. That's why the COVID thing became as bad as it did, because of the way people think. It's not any different than many of the other things that we've confronted and dealt with in the last 40, 50, 60 years. But yet it was handled differently because we became afraid. And that was the play that completely is on the news media. Instead of standing up for, we haven't stood up to the Chinese yet. And that's one part of it. And in terms of this, particularly in terms of the way the government and all kinds of ancillary institutions took apart our ability to live. And that's exactly what the Chinese government wanted. And not only happened here, it happened around the rest of the world. But as you pointed out earlier, countries like Israel handled it, bing, bang, boom. Okay, this isn't going to affect us. This is what you do. Everybody, you understand why to do it. You do it. That's it. Next.
I think
we've
sort
that
of
yet.
Won this race, truthfully. Yeah. And I know they have a lot fewer people than we have here, but still, the way they did it, you know, if everyone's back to normal. Parties, weddings, funerals, everything, normal.
Yeah. Right. Big parties at big funerals. and they have them fast, too. That's another thing. I think that's one of the great
everything.
Things about the Israeli tradition, the Jewish tradition, is you die and they get you in the ground right away. 48 past the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic bread.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreidler. Hopefully you visit with him on the weekends. The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program is on the air on hundreds of radio stations, many of which are carrying that program and this program together. So Tom has become a household name. A lot of people have a lot of questions. Tommy's good at answering questions, whether it be on the radio or whether it be at the podcast level. They have a great newsletter. Let's start with a question from one of our listeners, Reggie. Tommy wants to talk about his new home. Roll roofing was used on one section of the home, and the home inspector says that it's not as good. I guess that's what he's saying. We've got to redo it. Is it, the roll roofing, not as good as regular shingles?
Well, first of all, when you have a roof that has low slope, by low slope I mean it's like lower than a 312 slope, mm-hmm. So that means that, you know, you go out 12 inches, you go down 3, then you have to have roll roofing. You can't use asphalt shingles because they'll leak. And so roll roofing is like these 3-foot wide rolls of roof with kind of asphalt material and mineral deposits on top like a shingle would be. But the problem is that they usually last around 5 years or so and they have to be replaced. So there are different types of roofing material that will last longer. Probably the best one is called EPDM, and it is a rubber roof. So think of, you know, how tight your roof would be if you could cover the whole thing in a sheet of rubber. That's essentially what this is. And then there's another type that's a torch down roof that's a different material, and that's also pretty good. The problem with roll roofing in residential houses, Doug, is that you got to find somebody that does both commercial and residential because, you know, it's kind of a specialty, and it's so important that you get the installation right, because if you make a slight mistake, the water is going to find its way in. So that's unfortunate that you have, that Reggie has an area of the house with roll roofing. Usually it's like afterthought that was put on with not much Not much thought given to the design.
Yeah.
But those are the products that will not leak if it's done right.
I remember putting roll roofing onto a porch once, and it was we had to heat up the asphalt in order to make the, you know,
yeah.
When you roll it out, you got to make sure that everything fits together, and there isn't a lot of time. It's not like dealing with a single shingle. You got this big roll that goes across the whole roof, and it's not easy. It's not for the sleight of heart, especially if it's a hot
day.
Yeah,
that's why I say it's kind of specialized. I mean, imagine if you didn't do that every day, you didn't have the tools.
Yeah.
You know, it's not gonna it's not gonna end well.
You know, I was looking at the podcast. I had just ripped out a for food news later on, a gardening section from the Farmer's Almanac, and it's kind of like synchronicity here. You have devoted some space in the podcast to small gardening, small space gardening. So what do we need to know about, what do you give us a little tip? I don't want to give the whole thing away, but what's part of what we need to be conscious of if you're using a small space to have a little garden?
Well, I think a lot of folks that have no yard or small yards think that they can't garden, but you know, you can do a pretty darn good job just container gardening with vegetables these days. You know, look, you're not going to be growing 6-foot stalks of corn, but you can do lots of great sage and basil and spices, and then even tomatoes and perhaps peppers. You can do all of that in container gardening. So that's something well worth looking into. And then if you do have a small space, I think the raised garden beds make more sense than ever because it contains that, and you can basically improve the soil right inside the container and have a pretty good chance of gardening successfully, albeit in a fairly limited space. Of course, you need to plan for the same things you would with a regular garden. You know, you got to have sunlight, you got to have irrigation, but if you can manage those, I think you can do a pretty good job with small space. I remember when my wife and I were first getting started, we had an apartment, and I just on a whim was going through the supermarket and saw some basil. And I said, it has roots attached to it. I wonder. And sure enough, 2 months later, we had the biggest basil bush you'd ever imagine growing out of off of our balcony in a container.
I also see that in the newsletter, the moneypit.com, you go to moneypit.com/podcast or moneypit.com/newsletter, there is a primer on how to get rid of thousand leggers. I've got more of a question because for the first time I've ever noticed there are grubs in my lawn. And the lawn has turned brown where the grubs are. So what do I was looking around at the tractor supply.
Yeah, you need grub control. You need to apply grub control. You can put that in the spring and in the fall, and you should probably do it now if you haven't, because
what that will do
is kill the grubs, and that will also stop the moles, Doug, because grubs are food for moles. So if you get rid of the grubs, the moles will go.
So if you see holes in the lawn, the moles are going after the grubs. Okay, got it. Thank you. Tips galore, moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here with Doug Steffen on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.